tonight's message is really just to stir yous up a little bit, okay? All right, stir up the gift of God. Now, by God's grace, He has given to all those that are saved a gift that He intends for you to use to the edifying of the church. And that is given to the believer at salvation. Now, there are some that believe that you can have more than one gift. I'm not going to argue either way. Okay, but certainly if we look at Paul's life, it would seem that he had more than one gift. But what I do know is that you have at least one gift. You have one gift if you're saved, and God wants you to use that gift. He wants, and He wants you to use it or exercise it properly, and that is with charity. All right, now, we are talking about spiritual gifts. We are not talking about natural gifts or talents, those that we're born with, like singing abilities, musical talents, intelligence, cooking, building, whatever it may be, okay? We're not talking about them, but just so that you are aware, God does want you to exercise your natural gifts and talents for His glory also, okay? All things are to be done for the glory of God. All right, now I've got some things here, papers to hand out. I'm taking a leaf out of Floyd's thing, so if I can get two gentlemen, to hand those out. Okay, and now just so there's no confusion, also we believe that that there are spiritual gifts that have ceased. Okay, some were temporary, and we call that cessation. And that means we believe that there are body gifts, which we have today, and that there were sign gifts that were for unbelievers, and specifically for the Jews. Okay. And that these were only for... that there were gifts that were only for a short period of time. All right. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11. I think tonight's message is going to be fairly short, but that's all right. Some people need an early night. Maybe. Okay. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Okay, first thing I want to point out is that these gifts are not for us, okay? Point one, I guess, is that they are to build up others, to be edifying to the church, to other saints. And the main point, I guess, is that we see in verse 11 there, about halfway through, it says that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Okay, so in all things that we do, God is to be glorified. God is to get the glory. In that verse also, we see that the gifts are split into really two segments. It says, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. Here we see that the gifts, these spiritual gifts, are split into speaking gifts and ministering gifts. Now, in the table there, you'll see under the heading body gifts. So then we've got speaking gifts in the top bracket, speaking gifts that are part of the body. And if you go to the right-hand side of that page, you'll see speaking gifts that are ceased, and sign gifts that are ceased, okay? And then we go down ministering gifts, and there's ministering gifts that we find in the as body gifts that we still have, and ministering gifts that have ceased. So let's just go through these verses, Romans 12, 6 to 8. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Now, as we go through some of these, you'll notice that some are, I guess, doubled up. They're mentioned more than once. Ephesians 4, 11 to 12. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12, 8 to 10. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. 1 Corinthians 12, 28. And God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversity of tongues. Now I think some of these match up. So if we go back up into the table and you go to number 6 there, ruleth, we find ruleth in Romans 12, 8. We find government in 1 Corinthians 12, 28. And I believe that they are possibly the same gift. And I could be wrong there, but I believe that they match up. In verse and number 12 there, the ministry of helps. And then in 1 Corinthians 12, 28. And ministry in Romans 12, 7. In 1 Peter, we also find in chapter 4, verse 9, it says, use hospitality one to another without grudging. Now, some people, because it goes on, as every man hath received the gift, they believe hospitality is a gift. But if it is, it fits in helps and ministry, to my belief. Okay. Have I lost anyone? Good. Has anyone got any questions? Don't put your hand up. There's a whole blank side. You can write them down on there, all right? Ask someone else. All right. So, Paul says to Timothy back in 2 Timothy chapter 1, he says to Timothy, remember that thou stir up the gift which is in thee. Why does Paul have to say remember? Why am I here tonight wanting you to remember that we have been given a gift to you? Simply because we're prone to be distracted on other things, prone to be slacks, prone to be idle. In the commentaries on Sword Searcher under pulpit, it says, and I thought this was good, remembrance is needed. Why? Memory is liable to slumber and to sleep. Do we mourn over the fact and ask why this precious faculty was not stronger? Consider, could you live in peace or joy at all if all your sorrows and bereavements kept their clear details before your mind? No. Their harrowing spectacles would deaden all the springs of life and crush the heart. If those past griefs preserved their fullness, life would be unendurable. There is a beautiful side, therefore, even to forgetfulness. Memory may slumber, but it does not die. It may be awakened and quickened for high and noble ends. Thus, all Christians need to be put in remembrance that they may hold fast the word of life. It goes on, remembrance is comprehensive. Okay, that means it every aspect of our life. Okay, there are many springs to be touched. We become proud and need to remember, as the Hebrews did, that we were slaves. We become self-dependent and need to be reminded that without Christ we can do nothing. We become so interested in life that we try to make home here and forget that we are pilgrims and strangers. We become negligent and forget that the responsibility is great and the time is short. Paul says, stir up the gift. Stir up the gift. I want you to imagine a fire. I think we all know what a fire looks like. I want you to imagine that fire is burning and then you leave it. You walk away. You may go to bed or you may go to work for a day or two. You come back and the fire is out. Okay, you start to dig around through the ashes, maybe with another stick, maybe with a shovel, and you find pieces of log and coals that weren't burnt. Okay? They weren't burnt. They're unburnt in the fire. Now, if you had stayed and if you had stoked the fire, those pieces would have been burnt up. The words here, stir up, that Paul says to Timothy, stir up the gift. The words stir up have the idea of stoking the fire. Okay? Keeping it alight, keeping it burning, keep it burning bright, to keep it burning hot, to keep it aflame. And Paul reminds Timothy, he says, stir up the gift. Timothy, get active. Timothy, exercise your gift. Timothy, get busy for God. Okay? Paul has to remind him here. Now, he says, stir up the gift. The gift was to be stirred. How do we stir our gift? Has anyone got any insights? How would we stir our gift? Reading, yes. Well, to use it, yep. Serving others. There's two things that go sort of with reading that I'm looking for as well. Praying. And? What goes with reading? It starts with M. Yeah, good, thanks. Meditation. Good. Okay, so we've got some ideas. Okay. Reading, meditation on God's word, prayer, so that we might be enabled with fresh zeal to go on for God, to get busy for God, to use our gift for God's glory by getting close to God. Okay? We can't. That's how we get stirred up. You can't get close to God and not be changed. You can't get close to God and not be moved to do something. If you want to stir your gift up, get close to God. Get close to God. Another way is to get along someone else that is on fire for the Lord. Okay, you find somebody that's on fire for the Lord, go get next to them, learn from them, get close to them. I'm sure they won't mind if some of their zeal rubs off. Some of you get caught alight. Okay. In Matthew 25, we won't go through it. Okay, Matthew 25, and it's from the passages from verse 14 to verse 30, and it's Jesus when he says to his disciples about where he gives one servant five talents. He gives another servant two talents and another servant one talent. And the servant that received five talents and the servant that received two talents, they use their talents. They use them and gain for the Lord. But the other servant is a slothful servant. He's a slothful servant. He hid it in the earth. Now, that slothful servant is like you and me. Really, it is. It's like any one of us when we don't stir up the fire. When we let that fire dwindle down, that's us, the slothful servant, because we're not stoking the fire. We're not stoking the fire. We're being slothful. We're being slack. What happens when we leave it sit there? God comes back and he looks upon the fire and he starts sifting through it maybe with a stick or a shovel, looking through the ashes. And he's looking into it and then he flicks out an unburnt stick, an unburnt log in your life. You left unburnt for the Lord. Not used for his glory. Just left sitting there. Wasted. Wasted for the Lord. A couple of questions, really, just come from that. Are you being a faithful servant or a slothful servant? God has given us a talent. He's given us a gift to use for his glory, to use to build others, to edify his church, to edify the body of Christ, for the work of the ministry, for the perfecting of the saints. And he comes back and looks and it's unburnt. He looks on Clem's heart and he sees an unburnt log. He looks on Norm's heart and says, there's an unburnt stick there. On Pastor's heart and my heart, and there's unburnt logs. How do you feel? How do you feel about that? Are you being a faithful steward with what God has given you? Are you being a faithful steward with the talent that God has given you? What does he see when he starts looking? What does he see when he starts looking? Does he see unburnt sticks just sitting there, unstoked, left to go out, left unburnt? What does he see? There's some questions on the bottom of that page you might like to answer. There's some questions you might have in regards to some of the spiritual gifts. I encourage you to write them down and come to me if you need an answer, and I will do my best to give you one. And that's all I have for you, nice and short. So I'm going to pray and hand back to Isaac. Heavenly Father, I do thank you, Lord, for your word. And Lord, thank you for showing me that I need to stir up the gift, Lord, that you've given me, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for showing me that there may be sticks left unburnt, Lord. Lord, help us not to leave things unburnt. Lord, help us to stir one another. Help us to stir ourselves, Lord. Help us to get close to you, Lord, to get busy for you, Lord, to use that talent you've given us, Lord, to use that gift for the edifying of the church, for the body of Christ, Lord. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.